As part of the deal to reopen government, Republicans had promised a Senate vote on tax subsidies for the Affordable Care Act that are set to expire at the end of the year. And on Thursday, the vote came. In fact, two votes on two bills. Senator Chuck Schumer is the Senate Democratic leader.
Today is D-Day, decision day, for Republican senators. Will Republicans side today with the American people and avert the impending health care crisis? Or will they abandon American families as premiums shoot through the roof on January 1st? That is the decision Senate Republicans must make today. I say to my Republican colleagues, our bill is the last train to leave the station.
The Democrats' bill aimed to extend the Obamacare tax credits for 3 years. Republicans presented their own bill, letting the tax credits expire and instead replacing them with health savings accounts. Republican John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader.
Later today, we will vote on the Democrats' partisan messaging bill, which is a clean 3-year extension of the Biden COVID bonuses. And when I say clean, all that I mean by that is no reforms, straight up extension, 3 years of a program without any reforms, any revisions, any changes that would actually help drive down health care costs instead of increasing health care costs and get rid of the rampant waste, fraud, and abuse in this program.
Republicans have made claims of fraud a centerpiece of their criticisms of the Affordable Care Act, although Democrats strongly disagree and local officials say they don't see high levels of abuse. In any event, both measures went down to defeat. That makes it pretty much inevitable that people on the Affordable Care Act will see their health care costs skyrocket, with other troubles to follow. California Senator Alex Padilla held a news briefing before the vote, saying 20 million Americans could lose their health coverage as health premiums double, triple, or more, and that number includes 400,000 Californians. He blasted the Republican plan.
What seems to be their objective is to push junk health plans on families across the country while allowing these life-saving ACA tax credits to expire. It's an unserious proposal, and it puts lives at risk.
Padilla was joined by health advocates, including Dr. Rachel Ruiz, who works at the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center.
When premiums rise, many patients will be forced to drop their coverage altogether. They won't, however, drop their chronic health conditions, like diabetes or high blood pressure. And now without coverage, they will most definitely delay seeking preventative care. A manageable condition will soon become a costly crisis.
She says losing the Affordable Care Act could push the health system to the breaking point. She says it's not a political issue, it's a matter of preventing a catastrophe.
The ACA tax credits are preventative medicine for our community, and they are a stabilizing force that allows tens of thousands in my county and hundreds of thousands across the state to stay connected to their medical home, to the doctors and medications, and remain healthy.
What happens next remains an open question. Padilla notes that 4 moderate or swing district Republicans voted with Democrats to save the ACA credits. But the challenge, he says, is leadership. He's holding out hope that there could be further action later this year or early next year.
I think I'm one of the eternal optimists in Congress. You have to be optimistic in this job, because if you're not, it can be pretty tough.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.